Chris, with such an emotional game like that one was, how did you find that your group adjusted and managed it throughout the game?
I thought we were pretty good in the first period. Unfortunate play on the first goal against off the referee, set up a breakaway. And, I thought we responded well after that goal against. And, I think turning points were, not being able to score on the power play. Just then we were chasing it from there.
Would you say not so much the score, but the way the night went, a little bit to be expected, knowing what was kind of going on over there, that they're sort of playing for their lives and the end of their life here, compared to your team thinking a little bit further down the road and hoping that they're more prepared for the playoffs?
Yeah, you always, it's tough. You always talk about getting up for the game and getting ready for an emotional one. They're going to come out hard, and let's go get it. But, we're coming off a big win at home, and we're also looking forward to the playoffs. And, I think the guys' hearts were in it. I think they executed okay. I don't think there was poor plays with the puck, throwing pucks out blind, not working hard. It just wasn't a total engagement. And they just weren't able to. I think we played okay, and maybe we win some of those games playing like that, but tonight wasn't our night.
What did you think of Philip Broberg stepping in? Difficult circumstances, as you said, considering the situation, and how did you feel that he played?
Yeah, I thought he played really well. He moved the puck well. A few times he skated the puck out, which is great that he has the confidence to do that. And then defensively, with his long reach and good skating, he broke up a lot of plays. So we're very impressed. He hasn't played in the NHL for quite some time, but, I thought it was a very good game.
Warren Fogel hits the 20-goal mark for the first time in his NHL career. What can you say about what you see from Warren day in and day out, and, what he brings in every game?
A lot of tenacity, work ethic. For him to get to 20 goals, that's quite an accomplishment, and obviously the team was very happy for him that he hit that milestone. And just a guy that works really hard and gets rewarded with some goals. And something he's really good at is just scoring. Well, tonight he scored off the rush, but so good down low in the offensive zone, taking the puck to the net. And it was nice to see him get rewarded with that goal.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.